Report to the Privy Council on the condition of Lancashire and Cheshire, 2nd of June 1591. This lengthy extract from a report to the Council on Lancashire and nominally Cheshire addresses issues of non-attendance at church and the influence of seminary and Jesuit priests. It also highlights Protestant concerns with moral behaviour, the so-called Reformation of Manners. The writer of the report is also critical of the ecclesiastical commissioners who have failed to do their job and often connive with justices of the peace and recusants. Lancashire and Cheshire. 1. By the ecclesiastical commission, small reformation hath been had in those counties, as may appear by the emptiness of churches on Sundays and holy days in the time of divine service, multitude of bastards, and an abundance of drunkards. 2. Great sums of money by pretence of the same commission have been levied, as will appear if particular execution thereof may be had by commission. 3. The counties are now in as evil case, or rather worse than they were before the awarding of the same commission, and the number of such as resort not to divine service, at as this instant far greater than they were before the awarding of the same commissioners. 4. The people in those counties, for the most part, to lack instructions for the learning and doing of their duties to God, Her Majesty, and their neighbours, by reason that the preachers there are few, and the greater part of the parsons, vicars, and curates are utterly unlearned, and many of those parsons and vicars that be learned are not resident upon their benefices. 5. Divers unlearned have been, and daily are, admitted unto very good benefices by the bishop. 6. The youth of those counties, for the most part, are trained up in learning by such as profess papism, and by them greatly infected. 7. No examination had of schools and schoolmasters in either of the counties. 8. The proclamation lately set for the apprehension of seminaries, Jesuits, mass priests, and for the calling home of the children from the parts beyond the seas is not executed. 9. Letters sent from your lords, whereby the justices of the peace in Lancashire, in every of their divisions, were commanded quarterly to call before them all parsons, vicars, curates, churchwardens, and sworn men, and to examine them upon their oaths, how the state of 1 and 23 of Her Majesty's concerning, resorting to church, were executed to the end of that thereof, at the next quarter sessions, then next, following that information against offenders against the same statute, might be given in charge to the great inquest, lie buried without execution. 10. Some of the wives of some of the justices of peace within the same counties, their sons and daughters-in-law, servants and tenants, do not frequent the church. 11. Some of the justices of peace very seldom, or not at all, their wives, children and servants, have not communicated the Lord's Supper since the beginning of Her Majesty's reign. 12. Some of the coroners of Lancashire do not come at the church in the time of divine service. 13. The seminaries in many places of the same shire have of late offered disputations against the religion settled. Divers gentlemen give them countenance, and are persons very well known to some of the ecclesiastical commissioners, yet nothing said or done unto them. 14. The people in most populous parishes that resort unto church, saving in some few parishes, are very few. 15. Preachers having been detained to preach in divers of the parish churches on Sundays and holidays have been withdrawn from the same for lack of auditories. 16. The people in great heaps in service and sermon time do swarm in the streets and alehouses of many of the church towns, the churches therein having then not sent many, besides the curate and his parish clerk. 17. Open and great markets are commonly kept in many of the same church towns upon Sundays and holiday in the time of divine service. 18. The number of bastards, since the statute of 18 of Her Majesty, more plentiful than before, and yet no punishment ministered unto the reputed fathers and mothers by the justices of peace, according to the same statute. 19. The statute for the punishment of rogues and permission for the poor and impotent persons is not put in use, and there are lusty, vagrant persons in those parts, a very many, and the poor provided for according to the statute in that behalf. 20. Many gentlemen and others of good countenance that sometimes come to the church have not communicated the Lord's Supper by the space of many years. 21. Marriages and christenings are celebrated very commonly by seminaries and other massing priests in corners, and none or very little examination is used for the learning by whom the same were said done, made celebrated. 22. In some parts of Lancashire, some children that have been baptized according to the laws established have been afterwards re-baptized by massing priests or such like. 23. Diverse massed priests, having been of late apprehended, refuse to be examined upon their oaths, where they have frequented, and by whom they have been cherished, and thereby the state of the country is not thoroughly known. And until such time as their haunts may be discovered, it is a thing impossible to reform. 26. Alehouses in those counties are innumerable, and the law for the suppressing them and keeping them in order is left unexecuted, and thereby great drunkenness, unlawful games, and other abuses to the utter undoing of very many people is tolerated. 28. Church towns, and in divers other places of those counties, cockfights and other exceeding unlawful games are tolerated upon Sundays and holidays at the time of divine service. And oftentimes there are at present divers of the justices of the peace of the same counties, and also some of the ecclesiastical commissioners. 29. The recusants have spies about the commissioners, to give them intelligence when anything is intended against them, and some of the baileys, attending upon the same commissioners, are entertained for that purpose, as appeared by a letter lately delivered to your lords, to the end that the same recusants may shift out of the way for the avoiding of their apprehension, being intended of which baileys some examples would be made to the terror of others. 30. Some of the ecclesiastical commissioners and justices of peace in Lancashire do take upon them to have gifts or grants of the goods and lands of the recusants, whereby the same recusants may not forfeit the same, if in case they shall be touched for any criminal cause, and yet notwithstanding the same recusants have the use of the same, whereof likewise some example would be made. Many of the best sort of gentlemen, not being in any authority within the county of Lancashire under Her Majesty, their wives, children, servants, and tenants, do withdraw themselves from divine service, so have done by the space of many years last past. It will be very hard for the Lord President of the North Parts to keep in order the counties of York and other counties adjoining upon Lancashire within that commission, so long as Lancashire shall remain unreformed.